from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Friday, the 4th of July, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Olson, more familiar to you as the Port Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Ensemble Theatre Company will be dropping by to tell us about what they've got going this summer. We'll also hear from Page Theater as they get ready for their show at the waterfront on Granville Island. Plus music from Linda McCrae, the band Frankie, Chris Elstrin, Scott Perry, Komodo Wagon, and maybe the Cramps if you're good. Plus our usual rundown of live music, theater, and movie events for the weekend. We'll be right back.
love back home. This winding road has carried many a mighty load. From now it's filled up to Hudson Bay. Old touring cars, honky tonks and bugs, some got lost.
That is Vancouver's own Linda McRae, now hails from Nashville, and it's This Winding Road from her Carve It to the Heart album. It's about 10 after 12 on CITR, and I've got Tarek Leslie in the studio. Hi, Tarek.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. You're very busy these days.
I am, as is the Ensemble Theatre Company.
So what is the Ensemble Theatre Company?
Well, Ensemble Theatre Company is, as you can probably ascertain from the name, an ensemble-based theatre company. We try to keep a core group that we also try to expand upon every year with auditions, but we produce right now three plays in repertory every summer at the Jericho Arts Center. We're the resident summer company at the Jericho Arts Center.
And this has been going on for a few years now, hasn't it?
Well, we started with a single play, The Alchemist. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson's The Alchemist out of Jericho. And then last year was the first year we started doing repertory theater. And then this is our second year. We're back with three really great plays. We're back with The Cripple of Inishman by Martin McDonagh. Some of you may know him from the rather dark comedy In Bruges, and if you like that sense of humor, you're really going to love The Cripple of Inishman. We've got our classic, which is the Jacobean tragedy, The Duchess of Malfi, and then we have Larry Kramer's modern classic, The Normal Heart, about early AIDS activism in the face of AIDS coming to be an epidemic in the early 80s.
So a real diverse variety to choose from there.
Yeah.
But it's... it's all the same cast doing all three plays?
Every cast member, with one or two exceptions, every cast member is in two of the three shows. And it balances out fairly well, so that if you're a lead or a sizable character in one, you've got a little less on your plate than the others.
Still a heavy load, though, for an actor to have to carry.
A very heavy load, but most meet it with utter excitement and zeal. I mean, all of them do. We're you know, in the lead-up to opening, there's always a little bit of last minute fatigue as the hours get longer.
Are you directing all three?
Or? No. The Cripple of Inishman is being directed by Matthew Bissett, who directed what I would basically call a runaway hit last year, The Farnsworth Invention by mm-hmm. Aaron Sorkin. Matthew's directing The Cripple of Inishman. I am directing two of the three. I'm directing The Duchess of Malfi, and I'm directing The Normal Heart.
Yeah. So how's it going?
Very well. The shows are shaping up very nicely. We just loaded into the theater on Sunday as the last United Players show closed. And, the lights are hung. The set is being painted as we speak.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about each individual show. So, first of all, The Cripple of Inishman, you called it a dark comedy. So what makes it dark?
Well, it takes place, it's a modern play, but it's set in the 1920s in a coastal Irish village, and people are rather mean to each other in a surprisingly humorous way.
Which is sort of how Martin McDonagh likes to write. Another play that people might be familiar with is Pillow Man.
The Pillow Man.
That's been done twice in Vancouver the last few years.
I was in a production of that.
And that was basically about parents who tortured their son to grow up to be a serial killer.
Yes. This isn't quite so dark in its twist of subject matter, but this is about a young crippled boy growing up in this coastal town, and he's wanting to break free of the definitions, the way he's seen. He wants to break out of that. He wants to get away from the town and go someplace.
Reinvent himself,
quite right. And as with any McDonagh play, there's a usual host of colorful characters that add to a wonderful supporting group.
Lovely, great.
Cast.
Now, you've also got Normal Heart.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit more serious.
It is. It does still have very touching moments and very humorous moments here and there. But, yeah, it's about early AIDS activism, and it's about specifically the American government. But, to a certain extent, the world's inaction in the face of a rising epidemic.
And yeah. So it's set in the 80s?
It's set in the early 80s, mm-hmm. yeah. Most of it takes place between the years of 82 and late 83.
Oh, yeah, when nobody in any official capacity wanted to even acknowledge that the disease
existed.
Because
they didn't want to be seen as doing anything favorable towards homosexuals.
Yeah.
And it was largely viewed as a plague that was only affecting homosexuals, which is, of course, anything but true.
It was judgment from God.
It was judgment from God.
Because it was homosexuals and drug addicts.
That's right. Homosexuals, drug addicts, prostitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one tends to curry the vote when they're supporting any of those groups. But, it's interesting to work on that one because it's... It makes me and the cast very mindful of how far we've come, but at the same time also how far we haven't come, or how far we still have yet to go.
Yeah, a lot of those themes are still present today.
Absolutely, yeah. And if the statistics and the reports are anything to be believed, then HIV is related to unprotected sex, particularly among straight men. Mm-hmm. Is on the rise again just because they've grown up.
There's a complacency now.
There's a complacency, and I think because the fear of it has gone away and subsided, I think the notion of having unprotected sex has become less of something to be mindful of and fearful of. So,
And our third show is the Duchess of Malfi.
Yeah. This is written by John Webster, who was a contemporary of Shakespeare's in Shakespeare's later life. And like all Jacobeans, which simply means when James was on the throne, mm-hmm. Like all Jacobeans, it tends to be a bit darker. It tends to be a bit more edgy and, let's say, visceral in its subject matter and what it chooses to depict in the play. So a classic, a truly definitive classic will always be one of our tentpole shows every summer in our repertory thing, and that's what's fitting the bill for that this year. Yeah.
So it's a nice mix.
It's a great mix. Something for everyone. A great opportunity to see actors play very different roles nights apart. And
So how is, okay, let's get into the structure of how it's done. Now, is it something where you can go like three nights in a row and see three different plays?
Exactly right. No, it's exactly right. We're in fact running 7 nights a week, and then we have matinees on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's, as I say, it's 7 nights a week, but it's the rotation of three shows. So every third night you could see a different show.
Right.
So that's where our actors get their breaks in too, is that every third night they have the night off. So as well as the three shows on select Sundays we have readings that are free if you're seeing the that Sunday afternoon's matinee. We have three things, we call them etceteras, but they're really just staged readings with music. And we've got Oscar Wilde's De Profundis prefacing a Sunday matinee of The Normal Heart. We've got a whole bunch of poetry readings with music called Pleasure and Repentance, and that's going to preface The Duchess of Malfi. And then a stage reading of James Joyce's Araby before Cripple of Inishman.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
We're trying to make full use of the building while we have our limited time in it. Yeah.
So that's at the Jericho Art Center, which is nice down at the beach.
Yep, down by Jericho Beach, 1675 Discovery Street.
Yeah, and things all get started pretty soon.
Yes, that's right. We have our first preview on Monday. That's the Cripple of Inishman. And then the Cripple of Inishman opens on July 11th. Duchess of Malfi goes into previews this coming Tuesday and then opens July 12th. And then the Normal Heart previews from July 14th and opens July 18th. And all three of those shows run until August 16th.
Okay.
And if I can plug one more thing.
Yeah.
Any details, tickets, what have you, all that information is at our website, www.ensembletheatercompany.ca.
Mm-hmm. And we'll link that on the Dave Radio Facebook page, too.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
And so tickets and all the information, you just go to the website and it's all there.
All there.
All right. So have a great summer.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks very much for coming in. Tarek Leslie and Ensemble Theater at Jericho Arts. Now, we were just talking about Chris before we went on the air, someone we both know and have worked with, and he's a great local singer, songwriter,
right.
entertainer, and just all around bon vivant. Here's Chris Eggsland.
Everyone found out I'm not as good as I think I am. Everyone found out I'm not as good as they thought I was. I'm a disappointment. I know I'm a disappointment. Even though I try just as hard as I can, even though it seems I just can't understand why I'm a disappointment. That's why I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, that's goat there for you. Disco fever. Let's see, what's going on now? Oh. That was fun having Tarek in here. I've got some more theater stuff to let you know about. I got listings on what's going on all around town and another interview with another theater company. And that's going to come up right after we hear this.
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Oh, I've been to heaven.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows. At CITR 101.9 FM.
We are here talking with
Alexandra Wilson
and
Ray Boulay.
Do you have a name for your theater company?
The Page Theater.
All right, that's easy.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, and you have a play called Post-it Notes on a Marriage,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be part of these three things, which is at the Waterfront Theater. So tell us a little bit about what the three things are.
The three things are three short plays, all comedies. Each play is approximately 20 to 30 minutes long, and they all focus on their different aspects of relationships. There's Wiser is the name of the first play, and that's written by Joe Hinks and starring Joe Hinks. First time ever anyone has ever seen it. It's a world premiere of this show. Basically, a conflict. It's a one-man show, and it's torn between escaping and embracing one moment that could have been one way or the other. So the big decision that you have in life, and if you chose to say yes to this decision, what would happen if you chose no? Or if you chose no, what happens if you choose yes, and how that can change your life, and how he has to decide to make the big decision in his life about someone else.
All right. So that's one.
That's one. The second play is Acrobats, and that is two people who are acrobats, and they are a married couple, and they perform this wonderful acrobatic show to the audience, smiling all the way through it, flips, backflips, somersaults, all sorts of crazy things. Absolutely amazing what bendy people can really do. And
do you have real acrobats?
Yes, they are really doing this on stage.
Nice.
It's amazing to see this. But they are not happy with each other. So although they're smiling to the audience through gritted smiles, they are fighting and trying to get through their marital difficulties while trying to put on this wonderful show. And everything's great. But oh my God, it's not so great between them. So that's their battle, which should be quite funny to watch.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Then there's Post-its, Notes on a Marriage, which is the show that Ray and I are in. And this is a show that is two people who start off a one-night stand early in the relationship. They're maybe in their 20s. It's all exciting and new and fresh, and it's a honeymoon period, and everything's great, lovey-dovey, and pregnancy, surprise, marriage, therapy, jobs, busy, crazy, mother-in-laws, oh my God, get out of my face. Do they stay together? Do they break up? And it's their life. In from their 20s to late 70s, maybe, all done in 20 minutes via the post-it notes that they leave for each other. That's how they've communicated in their marriage, because life is so fast, and it's just
so it's love letters and little yellow squares.
You got it. Yeah, yeah. So it's aging these many years quickly in 20 minutes.
Yeah. And this is happening in a couple of weeks, in July 24th
yeah.
to 27th at the Waterfront Theater.
Yeah, what we're going to do is a little different than maybe some other productions, in that each night, because we only have the four nights, so we're going to have one sponsor per night. And we are going to have people come in before the show, and in the lobby, they're going to fill out a little form with their name and their phone number. They're going to deposit it. It's not a raffle. It's just a fill out this form, put your name in. And at the end of the night, we're going to draw, and somebody's going to walk away with an amazing gift just because. Four nights only. Sunday's a matinee, so mm-hmm. three nights and one matinee at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island.
That's Alexander Wilson and a little bit of Ray Belair. He was just there to introduce himself. But that was the first part of an interview that I did with Alex and Ray. Next week, we're going to hear more about their trip to Scotland. They are the play that they're doing is going to head to Edinburgh to be part of the original Fringe Festival, the Edinburgh Fringe that takes place every year in the Royal Mile. In Edinburgh in August. And there was a couple of other things that they wanted me to let you know about. And of course, you know, I didn't pull it out to the last second. So there we go. So once again, it's these three things. It's Waterfront Theater. It's co-production of Page Theater, Standing Room Only. There are the plays are called Acrobats by Israel Horowitz, Wiser by Joe Hinks, and Post-it Notes on a Marriage by Paul Dooley and Winnie Holtzman. There's also a Facebook events page. And if you want to know more about the Edinburgh Festival, they're doing a fundraising campaign on Indiegogo. And let me just find that. It's igg.me/@ that's /AT/ The Page Theater. The link for it will be on the Dave Radio Facebook page once we're done here. So thanks again to Alex and Ray for a nice little chat. Also going on in theater and other entertainment events this weekend, The Rio on Broadway has got a couple of cool things going on. The big deal is the Dan Savage Hump Tour. It's the Pacific Northwest's biggest and best amateur erotic film festival. Ordinary people from all over the Pacific Northwest making their own 5-minute dirty movies. There's a profile about it in the Georgia Strait this week if you want to know more. If you want to go, it's at the Rio Broadway and Commercial, 7 o'clock tonight, three shows tomorrow, 6, 8, and 10. And you do need to be 19 years of age or older to please bring two pieces of ID. The midnight show at the Rio tonight is Wayne's World, $6 in advance or in costume, $8 at the door. And then tomorrow they're showing the World Cup at 1 o'clock. They've got the Dan Savage thing tomorrow night. And then Sunday, the double feature is Fading Gigolo, a movie written by and directed by John Turturro with Woody Allen and Sharon Stone, and Wes Anderson's latest, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Other music and theater events at the Waterfront Theater this weekend. Viva la Tradición, Mariachi Los Dorados, Vancouver's own mariachi band, playing 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. The PAL Performing Arts Lodge, The Other Place, continues. It's the Quick Step narrative of Julia Smithston at the PAL Theater in Cole Harbor near the Bayshore Hotel. At the Havana, we've got By the Sea, By the Sea. It's Van Art's presentation of an evening of one-act plays directed by Bruce Dawson. That's on tonight at 8, and then two shows tomorrow at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock. At the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, It's gruesome playground injuries following the decade-spanning relationship of an accident-prone daredevil and a corrosive masochist. A match made in heaven. 8 o'clock tonight and 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Pacific Theater. And then ongoing stuff, we've got the Fox Cabaret has Sunday services, Vancouver's longest-running comedy troupe, 8 o'clock Sunday. And then Monday night at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island, it's the Cold Reading Series, the weekly staged reading of new works by local writers. That's 8 o'clock shows, casting. If you want to come down and actually do some reading, show up around 7 o'clock and put your name on the list. And remember, if you have any live theater event that you would like to have listed, just send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. We're going to hear again from a great group that contacted me also on DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and just said, hi, we're a band, we have music, play us. And here they are. They're called Frankie. I hit the wrong button. This is Komodo Wagon. Frankie's up next.
I could agree.
Frankie, Zoe on drums, Samantha on bass, Nashlin on keyboards, Francesca on guitar. They're going to be at the Cobalt on Thursday night, the 10th of July, and then 2 weeks after that, on the 24th, they're going to be at Sitka on 4th Avenue, and then in August, they'll be doing a couple of festivals, Edge of the World at Haida Gwaii, and the Ponderosa Festival at Rock Creek. And remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs an audience, an audition that needs actors, or a film shoot that needs background, just send all the information to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and we will put it on. I don't even have to like it. I'll play anything once, and if I like it, I'll play it again.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca. UBC is proud to be a host venue of the Special Olympics Canada 2014 Summer Games this July 8th through the 12th. The Games will see 1,300 athletes from all across Canada and over 4,000 volunteers, spectators, coaches, and guests on our Vancouver campus over the week. All events are free to attend. Learn more at ubc.ca/Vancouver2014.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Me. that's a fact. Do you think I want you back? Some things are better gone before their time, like superstars and summer wine. Does love either have to be forever or a tragedy? Everything's hidden and you just can't know what would become of you, Romeo. But I was good for you, I was good to you. And you can't lie, it was good to be you and I. We were lying in our bed through our teeth, but it felt like we were roses on a river on a Sunday afternoon. So you fight for fear of shame, but I don't like that quick draw game. You're so fast to talk and slow to hear, but don't forget your favorite year was never make a promise, and I never made one here. But I was good for you, I was good to you. And you can't deny it was good to be you and I. We were lying in our bed through our teeth, but it felt like we were roses on a river on a Sunday afternoon. That's a fact. But did you think I'd want you back? See, you're so fast to talk and so slow to hear, but don't forget your favorite year was never make a promise, and I never made one here. But I was good for you, I was good to you. And you can't lie, it was good to be you and I. We were lying in our bed through our teeth, but it felt like we were roses on a river on a Sunday afternoon. Roses on a river on a Sunday afternoon.
Hey, have you ever planned to fly out west? Travel my way. That's the highway, that's the best.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Where the lines from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way.
get your kicks on Route 66. Well, you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo and Gallup, Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, St. Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kind of tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Let's go.
If you're good, I play the Cramps. Happy anniversary to Bex and Posh. David Beckham and Posh Spice were married this day in 1999. Also, happy anniversary greetings to John and Bronwyn, who celebrate tomorrow with me and my lovely wife of 11 years, Renee Haynes. Had to say it. Love you, dear. Also, commiseration to our neighbors to the south, who are probably still stinging from their elimination from the World Cup on Tuesday. So to help you out, I found a way you can deal with your frustration. Verbal abuse.
Well, now the result of last week's competition, when we asked you to find a derogatory term for the Belgians. Well, the response was enormous, and we took quite a long time sorting out the winners. There were some very clever entries, and Mrs. Hatred of Leicester said, let's not call them anything, let's just ignore them. And a Mr. St. John of Huntingdon said he couldn't think of anything more derogatory than Belgians. But in the end, we settled on three choices. Number three, the Sprouts, sent in by Mrs. Vicious of Hastings. Very nice. Number two, the Flems, from Mrs. Gardner Lester of Worthing. But the winner was undoubtedly from Mrs. No Supper for You from Norwood in Lancashire, miserable fat Belgian bastards!
Show. Thanks a lot for spending your Friday lunch hour with us. Also, thanks to Terry Leslie for dropping by, and Alex Wilson and Ray Boulay. Keep your eye out on the Dave Radio Facebook page. We'll be posting links to all the stuff we talked about today. Also, thanks to
Listening to Dave Radio today were Allison Main Turner, Laura Evely, Janet Glassford, Heather Deal, Karen Callan, Ian Freeman, Jim Bridge, Mike Rizovic, Janice McKenzie, Mary Smith, Elspeth Robinson, and the Two Tarts Cafe at Highcroft Medical Center at 16th and Granville. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at the same time, a special pre-recorded edition, because I'm heading off to Alberta for a family reunion, but we will have a show for you anyway. This program is not protected by copyright. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission in whole or in part without the express written permission of the voice of Dave is totally up to you, but why would you? It's available on download as a podcast. Just go to CITR.ca and remember to like us on Facebook. Brian is up next with Scald's Hall. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back.